Another Shia cleric detained in Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Hussein Radi, was arrested at his home in the kingdom's eastern province. Activists say he is likely to have been detained for taking part in last week's protests against the film insulting Islam's prophet. Nearly 2 months ago, another Shia cleric, Sheikh Nemer al-Nemer, was also arrested in eastern province. There is still no word on his whereabouts. Hundreds of people have been detained by the Saudi regime in the eastern province since opposition protests erupted there last year. Meanwhile, police have imprisoned a number of protesters in the central province of Qassim. They were protesting near a prison, demanding the release of their relatives held behind bars. Zayed Al-Issa is a Middle East expert, and he joins us from London to give us his thoughts on this. Zayed Al-Issa, we have another arrest here of a cleric. This one in particular, however, is somewhat unique in the fact that his arrest has been linked to him taking part in the anti-Islam movie. How do you make this reading behind the arrest in terms of the reasons?
Well, this basically exposes the lies and the sheer hypocrisy and the inconsistency in the line of the Al Saud government, which claims to be the guardian and the vanguard of the defense of Islam and Sunni Islam. And yet, when the prophet is actually insulted, mocked, and in that blasphemous film released in America, they simply stand idly by and they sit on their hands, and you do not see the same reaction they actually have taken in intervening and arming and financing the Al-Qaeda groups which are heading towards Syria. But never mind, we can clearly see that the protests are escalating and they are spreading right across Saudi Arabia. They started off in Bahrain when the Saudi forces invaded and occupied this country to simply quell and quash the demands, the legitimate demands of the people asking for the basic rights and democratic reform. Then the protests moved right into the eastern province, the oil eastern province, where simply we've seen harsh and we've seen the massive disproportionate response by the authorities using brutal and ruthless oppression and suppression of the original inhabitants of this country, of this area, which have been robbed of its own resources to line up the pockets of the royal family. We've seen then the protests spread right across the country, and now it has reached the heartland and the areas of the diehard supporters of the regime themselves because of the brutal and ruthless oppression of the people of the country, and simply the lack of any form of legal representation to those people who have been arrested simply for demanding their freedoms and demanding the application of human rights and democratic and political reform in the country. The country is simply incapable of that because it's one of the most deeply entrenched dictatorships, and we have the unique combination between a brutal, ruthless dictatorship backed up and propped up and supported by the Wahhabi Salafi establishment, which is one of the most radical, extremist and regressive establishments, which simply backs up the regime to the hilt, and its fatwas has been used by the Interior Ministry to highlight and to actually say that the new terrorists are those people who are demanding reforms.
Right.
And they are the new Al-Qaeda as far as the regime is concerned.
Right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Zayed Al-Issa, the Middle East expert from London.